I'm here at the Monmouth Airport with Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies and Alderman Brian Daw. I'll talk to Alderman Daw first. You had a plane out here?
Yes, I had my Cessna 140 out here for the past 4 years.
So what's kind of going on through your mind right now as you've kind of seen what's happened here today?
Well, you know, it's tough. Not only, you know, the loss of my plane and a lot of my friends' plane. Also, we have had the Monmouth Flying Club plane based here, which is a nonprofit organization kind of providing low-cost flight instruction to students in the area. And, of course, we lost our aircraft there, so our trainers. So we've got to kind of look forward and try to figure out what we're going to do going forward here.
How important, from your perspective, is it for even a community, even the size of Monmouth, to even have an airport, even knowing that there's just another airport a few miles down the road here in Galesburg and even probably some other smaller ones in the area, too?
Well, certainly at a smaller airport like that, it's real important to the community as far as the ag community with the aerial applications guys out here all summer, you know, spraying the fields. And also, you know, it is important for businesses. Pretty much most of the larger businesses in the community, you know, when they come in, they'll fly in aircraft. So they regularly use it. It's a pretty big economic impact on our community to have an airport here. A lot of towns our size don't, and we're very fortunate to have one. So,
Mayor Davies, I'll move to you at that point. I imagine from your standpoint, that economic impact is probably the thing of greatest concern to you at this point.
Right. We're always have a lot of local businesses that do fly in and out of here. And so, you know, that will certainly impact them. I guess we're fortunate there is an airport in Galesburg as well. However, there is a lot of activity going on here. We've got a number of students that are learning to fly here as well. And so, there's a lot more going on at this airport than people recognize, especially with the ag businesses that fly in and out of here.
In addition to just the airport, this area ends up being a focal point annually for at least a pretty big festival, too.
Right. And, you know, the Monmouth Flying Club has their 4th of July fly-in that attracts a lot of aircraft from the region, and a lot of people come in here and certainly attend that event and to view the aircraft. It's just a wide variety that do fly in for that. And, there is a lot going on here.
Alderman Daw, your perspective, maybe some more on some of that, especially from the standpoint of you having a plane and being a pilot out here.
It's a big, the aviation community is small. We've been getting phone calls, pretty tight-knit community. I've been getting phone calls from all over the country, wanting to know what's going on and making sure that we're okay. And there's a lot of support within the aviation community. So hopefully that'll help us going forward and rebuilding. For now, you know, things are still smoldering, so we're not quite sure, you know, what our plan going forward is. But, you know, definitely we'll try to rebuild for the club and move forward from here.
You've been involved out here outside of just, I guess, being a tenant, for lack of a better term. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a past president of the Monmouth Flying Club. I'm a pilot for Jet Air over in Galesburg. So, yeah, I'm pretty involved in the aviation community. So, yeah, it's the Monmouth Airport's a big part of my life, so...
And Mayor Davies, I imagine that's probably what you would hear from a lot of people in town, is that this airport, in some form or fashion, is a big part of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of history. We saw the Ford Tri-Motor, and I'll have Brian help me out a little bit. I've had three or four people that have emailed me, concern for the history of the airport and what was going on, what was happening. And so, there is... It's amazing how it has impacted people from around the country as much as it has.
Would you agree with that, Brian?
Yeah, I would. The Monmouth is the oldest continuously operating airport in the entire state of Illinois, and there is a tremendous amount of history here, quite a bit of the flying club history we just lost, but we do have quite a lot of papers. Charles Lindbergh flew here through here on the mail route. That's when it was established, and it was one of the real early Waco aircraft dealerships, and there's just a ton of history here at this airport.
So. Gosh, Mayor, how much more history could you have in Monmouth in general?
Yeah, absolutely. And I said the Ford Trimotor flew in here, and I think that's been pretty well documented. And I'm reminded of another local historian, Ralph Eckley, that flew out of here, and a number of his family members. And there's just a long line of history there that we're sorry to lose. Although we were just in Springfield last week, I believe it was, to talk about building a new hangar on the other side of the airport, where all of our electrical gear and equipment are, that controls all the runway lighting and the navigational aids, and that's all still operational, and the airport beacon. So, that piece of the airport's still operational, and hopefully our Ag Flyers will be able to continue to fly out of here, although that piece of it's probably about done for the year. But we do have... hopefully we'll be able to keep going here and not be inconvenienced too long.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're going to have to think about some of that work sooner rather than later, I bet.
Yeah, it was going to be, some of that work was going to begin a year from now, but maybe we can get the folks down at FAA and IDOT Aviation to help us out and get started a little sooner and get some electricity to the fuel pump here so we can get some start selling and moving some fuel for people that fly in.
I imagine those are concerns from a city, I guess, an administrative standpoint at this point. What other concerns do you have? I was talking with the fire chief. I know that water became an issue and some water mains broke, and you can't ever help that, but I imagine that's maybe the least of your concerns at this point, but still a concern.
Yeah, our crews are now repairing two water main breaks that, of course, happened at the wrong time, but we were very fortunate to have mutual aid from all around the region that was here this morning. And of course, as all of our rural departments do, they certainly understand how to get the the water rolling out here. We did have a water main here, so we do have water supply, but as they do, they bring water in tankers all the time, and so we were able to keep water on it all the time. But they do a great job when those things happen, and there's a lot of training and a coordination that takes place during that time, and it was clearly evident here this morning. So we really appreciate all the mutual aid that we received.
Absolutely. Brian, I, in talking to the fire chief here earlier, they were able to pull two of the other planes out. That's, that's amazing.
Yeah, actually, the mayor and I pulled those planes out. It was kind of amazing they were able to get it stopped and enough that we could at least get a couple of them out. When you have a bunch of vehicles parked in there with high test fuel in them, they were just going off one after another. And it was very fortunate that we were able to save at least a couple of them.
Rod, you saved a plane?
Well, and thanks to the firefighters, too, that kind of helped get some of that fire suppressed. And Brian and my son Trevor happened to be out here as well. He was one of the students that Brian mentioned. He was going to fly the club plane today. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But, we were fortunate to get at least a couple of them out before they got fully involved.
Any other thoughts from either of you to Brian first?
Oh, we just really appreciate all the outreach and support from the community that we've received already, and really just appreciate the terrific job that all the fire departments did in trying to save what they could out here. I think they did a great job.
Rod, I guess if there's a positive, that unfortunately, sometimes these things still bring communities together.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Brian said, I want to echo that again. All of the fire departments that came in and worked together are not only just the Monmouth Fire Department, but all the surrounding ones. They really did a tremendous job of getting this put out fairly quickly, considering that, as Brian mentioned, you have aircraft with rubber tires and fuel in the gas tanks and everything else that goes along with it. So that we got as much saved as we did, I was pretty amazed at that.
Brian, before I forget, is another plane in your future?
We'll have to see. Right now, I don't have a place to put it, so we'll see. I've already contacted my insurance company, and they've been working with me already. So, yeah, we'll see what happens going forward. There's always planes in my future.
You mentioned you work with Jet Air. Have they been pretty supportive of you today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've received several calls from all the guys there reaching out and saying, what can we do to help the Monmouth Airport and the Flying Club and help the community over here. So yeah, it's a tight-knit community, and I've already received a lot of support from those guys.
Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you, Will, for coming over and covering this story. That's a big piece of Monmouth history here.
Brian, thank you as well.
And thank you for coming, Will.